slide a ride down behind the sofa in Saint-Tropez. Breaking a stick with a brick on the sand, riding a wave in the wake of an old sedan. Sleeping alone in the drone of the darkness, scratched by the sand that fell from my love. Deep in my dreams and I still hear her calling. If you're alone, I'll come home. Backward and homebound, the pigeon, the dove, gone with the wind and the rain on the airplane. Owning a home with no silver spoon, I'm drinking champagne like a good tycoon. Sooner than wait for a break in the weather, I'll gather my far-flung thoughts together.
We got a little proggy there for a while. Yes, a little proggy. That was Pink Floyd, Saint-Tropez, off of the Metal album from 1971. Emerson, Lake & Palmer with Toccata off of Brain Salad Surgery, 1973. Both of those were on vinyl, kids. When's the last time you heard ELP on vinyl on the radio, or ELP on the radio? Prior to that, the next morning, who were guys from Trinidad who moved to New York City. We heard Faces Are Smiling off of The Next Morning from 1971. Tiger B. Smith from Germany gave us Help a Blind Man. That is off of We're the Tiger Bunch from 1974. And we started the set off way back when with the prolific Status Quo. Major, major rock stars in the UK couldn't get arrested here. I don't know if they tried to get arrested. They probably should have tried to sell some records first. We heard I Saw the Light. That was off of On the Level from 1975.
At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Thank you. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Please never ask me to stop. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, we'll just call it the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But before we get to any of that, you know we've got a first half of silliness. Once again, translating the ideas of our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., because he's got ideas. And I don't. So therefore, he wins. Hopefully we're all winners in this royal edition of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Upset, but there was nothing that would move that king. TV set. No, there wasn't a thing that would move that king away from his TV set. The king had a daughter, Princess Kate, and she really loved to dance. But because he watched too much TV, it made her very mad. The princess started thinking she really used her head. Well, she pulled the plug from under the rug, and the TV set went dead. Well, she pulled the plug from under the rug, and the TV set went dead. The king awoke as from a dream, as though he was asleep. He had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then he brushed his teeth. He spoke to all the people, he said a new day had begun, and there wouldn't be any more TV until all his work was done. No, there wouldn't be any more TV until all his work was done.
The Princess Pupuli has plenty for fire. She loves to give it away. But all of her neighbors, they say, oh Mia, oh Maya, you really should try a little piece of the Princess Pupuli's papaya. The Princess Pupuli's not truly unruly to pass out papaya each day. But all of her neighbors, they say, she may give the fruit, but she holds on to the root. And so she has the root and the fruit to boot. One bright Sunday afternoon, it was field day and her papaya grove. I reached the gate an hour too late. The customers were lined up in droves. So let this be a warning, go early in the morning. It is true you'll never rue the day. For the Princess Pupuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. She loves to give it away. Lined up in droves. So let this be a warning, go early in the morning. It is true you'll never rue the day. For the Princess Pupuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. I mean papaya. She loves to give it away.
Rising and the flowers awaking. while this world seemed forsaken. I'm the queen of this country. Sun rising and the flowers awaken while this world seems forsaken. I'm the queen of this country.
Of raw materials, coupled with inflation, squeezed his global holdings, his liquid assets bottomed out, and shrunk his retail outlet operation.
And that's the story of the Nickery.
on now. Move on there.
I don't know who you think I am, Constable, but I'd like you to know that I'm a respectable woman. Inebriated? Nothing of the sort. I've just come out of a trance. I'm like that. Not clairvoyant, but septic. Someone once told me that I'd lived on this earth before and that I was of royal blood. The only blue blood I can find is in the varicose veins. This is my second time on earth, at least so it appears. I've mucked around in ether for about 1,000 years. I've been a ghost from time to time, and other things as well. But who and when and what I was, I'm blowed if I can tell. I'm one of the queens of England, and I can't remember which. I know that my father had royal blood, and I was very rich. I may be dear Queen Guinevere of Don King Arthur's tights, and cleaned up armour all day long for all those dirty knights. I might have been Queen Boadicea in ages past and gone. I'd have a fight with anyone, but not with nothing on. I don't think I was Mary Tudor, you know, Mrs. Phil of Spain. I hope to God I wasn't. She had such a nasty name. I'm one of the queens of England, and I can't remember which. Old good Queen Anne ruled like a man. Things got to such a pitch. I don't know who the hell I was or what I may have been. But one thing's very certain, I was not the Virgin Queen. I'm one of the queens of England, but I can't remember which. I wasn't Mary, William's wife, who won the Danlow Flitch. Henry VIII had several queens, though he was very hot. And judging by what I can do, I was all the blinking lot.
I had a beagle when I was at home, a grown, bored man. The dog was named Princess, very intelligent dog. I trained her to do a lot of nice things. She'd get my slippers and chew them up. I taught her how to do a duty in the sewer, not on the kitchen floor or on the table. I think someone poisoned her. She went blind on me, and I took her to the vet. And he said, "Gas her!" And I watched her take her last breath and stiffen up. That was the end of my princess. Then my wife bought a cat, which I didn't like. I hate cats. They go for the eyes.
Just coming through the window.
just barely got time.
And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Part 1, The Beginning.
You are Mary, Queen of Scots?
I am.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Episode 2 of The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots can be heard on Radio 4 almost immediately.
She's dead.
No, I'm not.
That was episode 2 of The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots, adapted for the radio by Bernard Hollywood and Brian London. And now, Radio 4 will explode.
She's bought a hat like Princess Marina's to wear at all her social affairs. She wears it when she's cleaning the windows. She wears it when she's scrubbing the stairs. But you will never see her at Ascot. She can't afford the time or the fares. But she's bought a hat like Princess Marina's, so she he's bought a hat like Antony's, because it makes him feel like a lord. But he can't afford a Rolls or a Bentley. He has to buy a second-hand Ford. He tries to feed his wife and his family and buy them clothes and shoes they can wear. But he's bought a hat like Anthony Eden's, so he don't care. But he can't spare me a dime. My wife is getting hungry and the kids are crying. His poverty is hurting my pride.
but she hasn't any food in the larder. Knows anybody else in the street? But to look at her, you'd think she was wealthy, 'cause she smiles just like a real millionaire. But she's more than hat like Princess Marina. So she loves him. So she loves him. She loves him. She loves him.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed 30-ish minutes. I know it was. So what if it didn't feel like it? But as usual, you know there's so much more silliness to go. And I hope you're all having a wonderful time over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You all are highly entertaining. Yes, you all are. But let us jump right back to the silliness. As you've already experienced, we've got Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics. It's so much, so much. Members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, they're everywhere. So like I said, more silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Was a city gal, more than nine-tenths pure, till a country guy came riding by on a 10-cent trolley tour. His eyes were mean, his heart was black,
and this interurban tramp
beguiled poor Nell and took her back to his nearby nudist camp.
His cohorts looked her over in a picturesque ravine,
from orchestra and balcony to second mezzanine,
and then and there elected her to be their nudist queen. Oh, she's so sweet when she appears, the corn's all eyes instead of ears. Taxi drivers strip their gears for Nellie, the nudist queen. Her point of view is rather quaint, she holds her subjects in restraint. Though love is blind, the neighbors ain't, says Nellie, the nudist queen. Among the trees with birds and bees, she flutters and she flitters. She rambles and she gambles and she toddles and she titters. When Nell goes by, all nature thrills. Mountaineers desert their stills. There's more than gold in them thar hills. There's Nellie, the nudist queen. Now her overhead expense, to say the least, is very small. She never needs a tailor. There's no laundry bill at all. And her meals are always splendid in her out-of-doors menage. A dinner for a dollar, and of course no cover charge. When you see a nudist wedding, as we did the other day, you can watch the groom's expression when they give the bride away. You can tell by her knee action if the model's old or new. You can always tell the best man at a nudist wedding, too. Now some creditors came calling at her clearing in the hills and asked to see a statement that would justify her bills. When they viewed her liabilities, the atmosphere was tense. But when she showed her assets, boy, her assets were immense. So we're going back to nature to go native minus clothes, with a great big tin of aspirin and menthol for our nose. Though only God can make a tree, as famous poets tell, it seems if he can make a tree, we ought to make our Nell. A blind man came the other day, threw his pencils right away, took off his specs and said, I'll say to Nellie, the nudist queen. A boy of five came out to chat. She gave his cheeks a playful pat. The kid cried, Mama, buy me that. Nellie, the nudist queen. Like ancient Greeks, the human freaks about the fields go naked. There's good clean fun out in the sun. That is if you can take it. Oh, she's a woodland nymph at play. Front and rear, she's décolleté. She's got class with a capital K. Nellie, the nudist queen.
I weep or slumber, America, land of brave and true. There's castles and clothing and food for all. All belongs to you. Every man a king, every man a king, for you can be your
queen of the movies, and I'm her number one fan. Sings like Connie Francis, moves like gorgeous Liz, smiles like Debbie Reynolds. She.
Lion says, I am king and in this land. King of kings, Lord of lords, master of the game, master of the game, master of the game.
Since personalities in show business have tried their luck in politics, it's only a matter of time until people in politics try their luck in show business. Now, when a person in politics decides to go into show business, he'll have to have an agent. And the conversation between that person and his agent might sound something like this. Just have a seat there. I have a couple of questions for you on this form. First of all, what is your present occupation?
I'm a king.
And that's the third one I've handled.
Yes. Incidentally, we'd like to thank you for what you've done for my brother. It's really gnarless. Yeah, he's never worked with chimps before.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I have a queen.
Okay. Do you object to doing commercials?
No, no, not at all. No, I don't do commercials on that.
Just give me a little idea, will you, of what your day's like?
Well, first of all, I get up in the morning and I put on an embroidered silk blouse kind of like, and then I put on a velvet vest, and then I put on a heavy woolen jacket kind of, and then I put on my big cloak, and then I just kind of sit around all day.
Yeah, that's deodorant ads. Do you have any pictures of yourself, any glossies? Or...
Well, I just have this one picture of myself. It's on a 5-pound note right there. It's our, it's our basic money over there.
Oh, you got yourself a nose job.
No. That's the family crest. I'm right below the elephant. Here.
Do you, you do a single?
Yes, I do. I do a stand-up at launchings.
Yeah. Could I see a little of that act?
Well, what I do is I face the ship, and I spread my hands, and I say, bless you.
Is that your own material?
Yes, yeah, basically. Oh.
I tell you, man, I'll be honest with you, we're up to our, you know, with kings.
Yeah.
Tell you what, let me make just this one call here, will you?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, give me the tink petty way, will you? Your wife up here with you?
Just on the balcony once in a while.
Hey, yeah, listen, we got ourselves another king here. Well, I thought you could get him someplace in the club, you know, just, you know, same stuff, does a launching dedication, declares war, you know, standard king, right? Yeah. No, man, I don't think he's cut out for that. Yeah, no. Well, next time. All right. Abe, thanks, man.
Yeah. Did he have anything?
Well, he got a little something, but it actually isn't your kind of thing. It's a topless joint.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, I understand that I'm just starting out and everything, and, you know, I'm not particular, so I...
Well, it's not that, actually.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, you got to be at least a 32C, man.
Oh.
Sweet Irene is the disco queen of Miami, Florida. She can hustle and fruit, tango and boogaloo. Whoa, the girl knows how to shake it up from Coconut Grove to Fort Lauderdale. Everybody clears off the floor, 'cause when she got her dancing shoes on, gyrating alone, they all cry out for more, more, more of Sweet Irene, the disco queen of Miami, Florida. Buddy Brown is on the outskirts of town. He's fat and got two left feet. His eyes, they all crossed. He is constantly lost. And oh, that boy can't keep a beat. He's got a crush on Irene, if you know what I mean. But he don't stand a chance, 'cause even if a fella is nice, she don't look twice. Unless the guy can dance, dance, dance with Sweet Irene, the disco queen of Miami, Florida. But one day Buddy walked into an Arthur Murray. Struck now. He called Irene up in a hurry. She was wondering what Buddy Brown could be calling her about. But now Sweet Irene, the disco queen, she got herself quite a man. He ain't much to look at, he's cross-eyed and fat. But oh, that boy can dance, 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 dodge and shimmy and shake, boogaloo, skate, throw a little rumba in when he lifts her up high and dips her down low. Whoa, Buddy Brown is in Sweet Irene, the disco.
of Miami, Florida, Irene. The disco queen of Miami, Florida, Irene. The disco queen of Miami, Florida.
Ricky Bates.
Somewhere waiting for me, there is someone I'm longing to see. Someone I simply can't help but adore. Someone who loved me forever. Someday my prince will come. I'll find my love, someone to call my own, and I'll know in the moment we meet, for my heart will start skipping a beat. Someday we'll say and do things we've been longing to, though he's far away. I'll find my love someday. Someday my prince will come.
Ready to take it easy.